Dual Impressions. One album, two perspectives. Listen in as TCM reviewers J.F. Arnold and Nicholas Ahern go in on Lecrae's new mixtape, Church Club.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Dual Impressions. I'm here with Nick Ahern. Say hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Who always, always will use his own name if I tell him to. And we are here to talk about Lecrae's release. It just came out yesterday, since this will be airing on Friday. We're recording it the night before, so we've only had the mixtape for a day, but we've been listening to it, and we're going to talk about it. This thing is called Church Close. It's put out by DJ Don Cannon, secular DJ, which is making some waves in a lot of Christian culture, Christian hip-hop culture. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but we're not going to focus on that because this is a review, though maybe that'll play into our review. We'll see. You've got tons of producers on this thing. I mean, you've got guys who produce for Kanye West, Eminem, Jay-Z.
Yeah, you got Boy Wonder on here.
I mean, you got tons of big names on this thing. So this is a big release. Even though it's a free mixtape, and Lecrae's got an album coming later this year called Gravity, which I'm sure we'll be reviewing as well. We're going to talk about Church Clothes. So here we go. Nick, let's get your biases out of the way. You are not a huge Lecrae fan.
I wasn't until after listening to this mixtape.
All right. That's actually really positive. Because I remember talking with you about Rehab. And Calvin Moore, who runs the site, had given Rehab a perfect score. And I had agreed with him. And you were like, what? Not so sure about that. Not feeling Lecrae's flow on half the stuff I hear him on. So how did this mixtape come across to you as someone who wasn't previously much of a fan?
In a word, the guy feels unchained.
Like, yeah.
He just goes for it. Like, this is almost the sound of a man who basically goes, you know what, I've got nothing to lose. Might as well just go and just say literally what's on my mind right now, you know? And he just goes for it. Every concern, every annoyance, all that stuff, he just puts it all onto the tracks. The content alone is just, whew, and the guy just sounds fierce. Like, don't get me wrong, Rehab, I listened to it a couple more times, it's all right, but he didn't sound fierce.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Rehab
he actually sounds, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a laid-back album. I mean, there's some upbeat and fast-paced songs, even tracks where he pushes his vocals to the point where I might call the lyrics, or at least the delivery fierce at times, but very rarely. That wasn't his style.
Yeah, and with this, he sounds hungry. Like, this is almost like the mixtape you expect some kid off the block just kind of just tossing this in and, you know, a producer finding and just listening to it, you know? It sounds like a guy who's trying to break into the game, not a guy who's already in the game.
No, I think unchained is the right word. That's partially the right word for his lyrics, because he is stepping out and writing to a broader audience than just the Christian market, which is what he's traditionally been writing for. And so you see him covering a little bit more real life stuff, or at least broader real life, not to say Christians don't have real lives, but to suggest that, I mean, he's writing from his experiences before he was a Christian. He's writing from his struggles when he became a Christian. He's writing from all of those places in such a way that he's seeking to push people back towards the Christian experience, but he's doing it through these other prior experiences. I think that plays in really well to this sort of authentic hip-hop feel.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of my more secular friends who I've talked to about Lecrae, they're, yeah, he's good, you know, he's cool, you know, and all that. They don't have a problem with him. But he kind of raps about the same thing over and over, you know, and they kind of just kind of toss that out there. And I'm like, well, you know, he does change it. I'm like, yeah. And then they kind of just restate it. And I'm like, yeah, he kind of sings about or raps about the same thing over and over. And one of my friends who's, you know, wants to be a rapper flat out told me, he's like, yeah, I could care about God. I want to know about Lecrae. Like, tell me about Lecrae, you know?
Huh. Interesting.
Because, you know, I mean, the guy, I know, believes in God, so that's, you know, irrelevant, but basically goes, I want to hear who Lecrae is, you know, why should I keep listening to him, you know?
Sort of what are his credentials to be that guy I listen to when I already know some theology or already know the sorts of things he's talking about?
To some extent, yeah, but I think more in the sense of, from what I know, I don't know how much he's listened, so this is just on him.
Right.
But basically, basically, I don't know Lecrae. He's not giving me any personal thing here. You know, he's just kind of rapping about this stuff, and I could really give a... Sorry, Calvin, I actually censored myself, and I had nothing to substitute for that word. yeah, basically, he's like, I don't really care about what he's rapping about, but... You know, I'm interested in this dude. Why can't this dude tell me more about himself?
Right.
I think that's where I would actually give this mixtape to those people. But don't listen to anything else he's done. You'll get to that. But listen to this, because this is basically who Lecrae, you know, kind of puts himself out their eyes.
Yeah, after pushing through this album the first time, I mean, it is 18 tracks. It is just over an hour long, and there are no interludes. This is a solid amount of music. It really is. And actually it's 62 minutes, so it's just barely over an hour. But after pushing through the first time, I sat and just kind of thought about it for a moment, and I realized that something like 90% of these tracks are fast. I have not heard Lecrae rap this quickly. I've not seen him push himself to this sort of speed and this sort of urgency. I think Unchained is spot on as far as an explanation of the sound of this album.
Yeah, even on Cosign, just that beginning where he just... and just goes
yeah.
on. I'm sitting there, I'm like, this does not sound like Lecrae. And I literally had to go, who the heck am I... And I checked my iPod, because I'm like, did I skip? Did I go to something else? And I found, I'm like, nope, apparently this is Lecrae. And... like actually listen to that song multiple times. Like, there's no way I have to be listening to a different song. Nope, this is Lecrae, or
yeah.
Cray, as now we're calling him according to that one track, which was I was laughing the entire time throughout that track.
Yeah, is it that the one where he references the Kanye West Jay-Z song?
Yeah, oh,
that's
I was laughing.
That's
that was one of
APB.
The funniest songs I've heard in a long time.
APB, and it's got Thizzle who like was also going way faster than he usually does, which I thought was really cool. He's got that deep, grimy voice, and he can roll with the track at most moderate to slow paces just because of his voice. To hear
yeah.
him pick up and keep up with Lecrae's speed was incredible. I thought he pulled that off really well. That track was a highlight for me.
Yeah, they complemented each other really well on that track. I was actually impressed with both. I'm like, holy cow, this is really nice. Like...
All right, so what are your favorite tracks? I mean, we've got 18 tracks to choose from. And most of them are pretty upbeat and pretty crazy. What are the highlights and what are the downfalls?
I can't believe he referenced Morgan Freeman and Driving Miss Daisy is like one of in like the first track. it's one of the few albums where I think it was a couple Eminem albums where I listened to it and I'll be laughing throughout the album. I did not expect to laugh during this.
Right.
Lecrae's got a messed up sense of humor. Like just some of the most I'm like, wait, what? Did he just say that? Yeah, just the whole like Kanye West Jay-Z bit where it's almost like a good episode of Family Guy where you're not expecting anything and then just curveball just out of nowhere. I mean, basically the first six tracks, I think I gave like 4 stars according to my eye touch because I was, you know, as I was driving around. Yeah, I think the first 4 tracks are my favorite. The only track I really didn't click for me was No Regrets with a featuring Susie Rock.
Oh, okay.
But even then, it's still a decent track. But
yeah.
Just compared to the first half of the album, literally the first eight or nine songs, like 4 stars all the way. I'm like, this is a skip because it doesn't match up to the intensity and just overall goodness of the first half of the album, which don't get me wrong, the second half of the album is just as good, but No Regrets kind of is that tiny little lull that then it picks up, you know, Give Me a Second and Misconception and all that stuff.
Yeah. No, I think for me, Misconception is the highlight of the album, if only because... That is a solid set of features where they all felt like they were trying to outdo each other, and I don't know who had the best verse. So you've got Propaganda, Braille, and Odd Thomas, three of the guys from Humble Beast Records, all hopping on this track with Lecrae taking a backseat up until the end. He comes on for the fourth verse. And they all just killed it. They were all speeding along. They were all keeping up with the pace of the beat. And the whole track, I just went back and listened to that one 2 or 3 times after I was done with the album before going back to repeat the whole album. Because I just had to hear it again. It was so well done. So
yeah, that was a solid track. It reminded me of Monster off of Kanye's a beautiful dark twisted fantasy. I think that's what it called. What
something
it called,
like that.
With Nicki Minaj, Rick Ross, and Jay-Z. And of course, Nicki killed everyone on that. But this track was great because they all, I couldn't even, I think I fully agree with you. I'm like, who won here? I don't think anyone really won right here.
Right. I think my only disappointment was something about Ob Thomas's verse made me feel like it cut off sooner than it should have.
And yeah, I did notice that.
And I'm not sure what happened there. I don't know if it's actually shorter. I didn't actually clock it or pay too close of attention. But something about, I don't know if it's his delivery or an actual length issue, but it sure felt like his was cut off sooner, which is sad because I really like hearing him on just about anything he shows up on.
But James, none of that matters. I want you to be the mean person. What's the one track you didn't like or the tracks you didn't like?
Oh, man. Yeah. You want me to be the mean person on... Yeah. So before I get there, and I will get there, I promise. Hold me to it.
I'm timing this. Okay, go.
Because we talked about you not being a fan and having your experience of this, I am a fan. So I was already a fan of Lecrae. I thought Rehab was one of the best albums in Christian hip-hop to this day. And coming into this was a bit of a shock, I've got to admit. And it took me a couple tracks to get acclimated. I really liked the sound, but there was this moment of like, are we going to do anything familiar? Or are we just going to keep going with this kind of unchained, unhinged, crazy sound that he's going for? Yeah, okay, we're going to keep going with that. I really like the references. Welcome to H-Town is a play off of a track from Whit and Dre Murray's release a couple years ago. Spaz might be a reference to that as well. That said, the tracks I didn't like, I think No Regrets is down there as well. I thought Special worked really well, but the whole Inspiration and Rise pair, back-to-back, those tracks just didn't resonate with me particularly. I felt like it just broke the momentum sooner than I had hoped, and I'm not sure what it is. Maybe it's just a couple tracks in a row with no features, and I'd gotten so used to features. But something about those just did not hit me as well as the rest of the album.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
But Darkest Hour had No Malice, which was a nice surprise.
That was pretty cool.
So that was cool. This thing had a lot of features. And I mean, it's a mixtape, so that, I mean, it's not like Lecrae needs to prove to anyone that he can handle an album without a bunch of features. But it did have a ton of features on this thing. For the most part, they work well. So it's not like it's a bad thing. But I thought it was really interesting that he chooses to share this sort of first big mainstream stage with all of these other artists, including some label mates, although not everybody from Reach Records shows up. And we've got features from the guys from Humble Beast on Misconception. You've got Swoop showing up, who did an excellent job. You've got Thizzle. I mean, you've got all these like sort of big names within Christian hip hop. It was just really interesting that he made that decision for his sort of his debut to the world, as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think the biggest question is, did Lecrae sell out by actually having a good producer, like Boy Wanda, you know, produce his stuff? Or is he just working with it?
Yeah, so that's the big debate right now. Christian hip-hop, and you can see this being debated on Rapzilla, on Facebook, on... I'm sure it's on the South. I'm sure it's on all these different hip hop forums throughout the web.
Give it a couple of days; it'll be on the Christian Manifesto, and I'll be right there duking it out.
We actually have a podcast going up the same day that this goes up that Calvin did with KJ52, with Thizzle, and with Matt Gerles, I believe. And the four of them kind of duked it out. I don't think I'm missing anyone, but maybe. The list kept changing up until the last minute. But they recorded that tonight, actually, so they'll be talking about that. Be sure to catch that. I've got a piece written at Evangelical Outpost about this, and I've got another piece that I'm going to be writing for the Christian Manifesto that should go up either the same day as this recording or on Monday to talk about this whole issue, because this is a big deal that Lecrae is putting out this mixtape with these secular producer. And the secular DJ, because that's unheard of in Christian hip-hop, realistically. Nobody's had this kind of momentum, this kind of drive and has this much of a chance of success in the Christian market, I think that anyone who is hesitant that he isn't willing to talk about Christian ideals hasn't listened to this mixtape. Plain and simple. It's explicitly Christian throughout. Lecrae is willing to say what's on his mind, and what's on his mind is Christ. What's on his mind is living a Christian life. Like, at least that's my impression of the mixtape. Maybe I'm biased. What do you think, Nick? I mean, does that sound reasonable?
I'm very hesitant to throw someone under the bus when he works with people we generally don't consider to be within the camp, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, example, we don't throw out a guy because he goes to a secular dentist, you know, or goes to a secular supermarket or goes to Starbucks, you know, God forbid he goes to Starbucks. Or, you know, or even making it personal, I want to be a screenwriter.
Right.
I'm going to engage with people who are not believers, regardless of how, whether or not they're good people or not, that's irrelevant. But it's just that weird thing of, you know, I want to go to Hollywood, because we all know Hollywood is populated with, you know, 100% Christians and Republicans. We all know the music industry is 100% Christian and Republican. So it's kind of this, I wonder if it's just this unreasonable idealization of, you know, just how we view the world, almost the bubble, so to speak, of how, you know, why is he going out with, you know, why is he, you know, working with non-Christians? Like, because that's kind of what we're called to do.
Yeah.
To me, you and I could argue, well, we don't argue. You and I could nicely discuss what the gospel is and how to, you know, how to enact this in the world and, you know, all that stuff. But we would generally agree on the principle of you go to the world bringing Jesus with you. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even we can flip that, you know, we go to the world knowing Jesus is there and we try to point him out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And
no,
so,
I mean,
and that's kind of where I see Lecrae. Lecrae's like, you know what, I've got my backpack, I got Jesus, let's just go. You know, let's take a chance.
Yeah.
Let's go to where people are listening, because let's face it, you and I, we've heard Jesus, we know Jesus, we love Jesus, you know, but we're not the ones who necessarily need to hear about him. I mean, yeah, it's good to, you know, to learn
right.
and grow and all that, but you and I are fairly confident where our ultimate destination is. Well, you are. I mean, I don't know mine.
I'm pretty confident for you, Nick.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. But you get what I'm saying. I think it's idealization, and it's not realistic. It's not,
yeah.
Even if I agreed with him, I don't think I could say it was realistic at all.
Right. No, and I think you're spot on when you say he's got his backpack and he's got Jesus. I think people are afraid that with this... So, the first track to be released from this was Church Clothes. He's got a little video to go along with it. And people were really concerned, because Church Clothes is written from the perspective of a non-believer, and it feels very very much like he's critiquing the church, and he is. And I think fairly so, even. He's pointing out hypocrisy and things that keep people from coming to the church. He's calling us to live better lives, to live more like Christ. But with that single track, people were really hesitant. People were really concerned that he wasn't going to be talking about Jesus. And I think you're spot on when you say he goes out with his backpack and Jesus. Because Jesus is here. God is all throughout this album, on pretty much every feature that shows up, on almost every song, if not every song. He's explicitly referencing and talking about how a Christian lives his or her life in the context of each particular situation that he addresses.
Even on top of that, you have, he doesn't have to talk about God. He makes a comment about morality. People will trace that. You know, okay, where does morality come from? Why
no,
is he
absolutely.
Saying that? You know, it's you know, you can get into all sorts of things.
Right. Well,
I think ultimately it could just lead straight to God.
Right.
And so, yeah, I think it's honestly, and I'm going to get flack for this, I think it's honestly childish how a lot of people are approaching this. Valid concerns, sure, if it's an honest concern, that's great. But it seems to me more of a knee-jerk reaction than anything else.
Yeah,
And I'm just going to toss that out there. And if you want to get in touch with me, I'm on Split Frame of Reference. Just Google that and just feel free to, you know, go after me. And I love a good comment.
Hey, and I'm totally open for that as well. I write over at Evangelical Outpost as well as, obviously, on the Christian Manifesto. You can find Nick and I's pages there if you want to shoot us an email and talk about
actually,
this.
Yeah, on the Dual Impressions page when this goes up, just hit us up on there and we'll both dialogue with you.
Absolutely. So let's wrap this up. We've gone a little bit longer than usual, but this is kind of a big release and kind of a big deal. So do you want to sum up your thoughts on the album and then we'll close?
On the album, let's see. Let me pull it up real quick on my iTouch. Okay, James, you have 5 seconds. Just filler. Go. Filler.
Should I just keep saying filler? That's about all I can do when you tell me that.
Filler?
Filler. This is stupid, Nick. Why are we doing this?
There we go. All right, let's see.
No one's going to want to listen to us if we don't do good review. All right, go.
Hey, I got through this entire album without cursing.
Well done.
Come on. I deserve major love for that.
All right,
and
go.
Michael Wilde, we all love you. I have to give a shout out.
Oh, we gotta make fun of Wilde. And Matt Drills is applying for my job. I don't know if you heard that. Calvin fired me again on Twitter, and so Matt Drills is trying to steal my job.
Well, you've been fired more times than we can count, so...
You may have a new co-host, is all I'm saying.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to make this quick.
All right, go.
Honestly, wasn't a big fan of Lecrae. Big fan of Tadashi. Y'all know where I stand on Tadashi. But this album, or I should say this mixtape, I would have paid, you know, $15 for it, and I would have been content to actually get it. Right now, it's free. You guys have no reason not to go buy this. For me, it's a 4 out of 5. Basically, the first half of the album is gold with a few notable, less than perfect tracks. I'll be generous there. But overall, a solid album, great singles, Church Clothes, great message, you know, thought-provoking, provocative, and it comes with passion, and it's Unchained. There we go. And so I give it 4 out of 5.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Church Clothes, Lecrae's mixtape. First put out by DJ John Cannon. This thing is a beast. Unchained is spot on. I really appreciate Nick coming up with that term because I'm going to latch onto it. And man, he just changes up his sound, flies through this entire thing, and he pulls it off extraordinarily well. Any hesitations you had about content, he's right there, and Lecrae puts those to rest. I think he does an excellent job of it. I think he does an excellent job of interacting with all of the features he's got. He's got a good mix of in-house features from Reach Records and guys who are really well-known in the Christian circle, but also some who are less accepted within the Christian circle, but still resonate with Lecrae's message. Extremely well done. Only a couple of tracks that I actually didn't like, and I'm going to give this thing a 4.5 out of 5.
So that puts us at a 4.25 out of 5. Is that higher than Bad Meets Evil?
I think we gave that one a 4.5, actually. But I'm not sure.
Fine. All right, well, congratulations, Lecrae. You're on par with them now.
Man, this thing was a beast. And I'm even thinking of going higher than 4.5, but I mean, for now, that's as high as I can give it because I haven't sat with this album for longer than today.
Yeah, it's a solid album.
Yeah, and... pay attention to the Christian Manifesto today. We're going to be talking about this thing all over the place. So thanks for listening, everyone. My name is James Arnold, and I've got Nick Ahern with me. Say goodbye, Nick.
Goodbye, Nick.
And we've been talking about Lecrae's Church Clothes. Check it out at... oh, you can get it at datpiff.com. I probably should have mentioned that way sooner. I'm sure we'll have a link. All right, thanks, everyone. Bye. Product of grace spread.